This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Hello once again. My name is Pedro Fernandez. 35 years of radio presence. I think I'm doing something right. At least my listeners do. Bottom line is, this is your show. You can join in if you'd like. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no commitment studio text line. You can text us right here in the studio. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, the Zone was rocking and rolling last night, of course. Canelo Alvarez, wow, a knockout win over Rocky Felding. Who could have predicted that? Yeah, Ray Charles, Jose Feliciano, Helen Keller. I can go on and on. The bottom line is, everybody knew going into this fight that Rocky Felding had a nice record. And he was a big, tall, lean guy, but guess what? He didn't know how to fight tall and lean. Therefore, he fought short and got chopped down in three rounds. At the end of the night, Canelo Alvarez, now the WBA 168-pound title. Of course, the linear, the world middleweight champion, recognized by most at 160 pounds. His next fight, most likely with Danny Jacobs. Who's Danny Jacobs? He's probably the best middleweight on the planet. We'll hear from Danny Jacobs in this hour. Anthony Joshua will be here. Johnny Sigg's checking in from Vegas, of course. And the Godfather, who I spent some time with this past Thursday and went to L.A. and had lunch with Larry Merchant. It was a wonderful afternoon. Larry knows how to rock, and he likes his oysters. What can I say? Larry Merchant next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk. No other show can duplicate this. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Live only on Sports Byline.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family?
you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's for America, Pedro. Both my right. Hey, baby.
The one, the only, Don King. What can I say? Don's not in good health, and he may have seen his last Christmas. What can I say? A lot of people don't like him. A lot of people love him. What can I say? Love him or hate him, he's had a presence in our sport for almost 40 years. I'm talking about the sport of professional boxing, of course, making his big debut back in 1974 with that Rumble in the Jungle, Ali and Foreman hooking it up, and Zaire Africa, of course, Muhammad Ali coming back and winning the World Heavyweight Championship. Speaking of heavyweight champions, let's take it to Las Vegas for some bullet points on last night's fight. Of course, I'm talking about Johnny Signorella. Johnny, what happened in the Garden?
I tell you what, man, Canelo moved up a weight class and beat the hell out of Rocky Fielding, in particular, Rocky Fielding's liver. Man, Fielding went down four times en route to a third-round stoppage. Canelo looked really strong. Fielding looked very limited, didn't use his size. Canelo never enabled him to do so because he just forced the issue immediately. And I love the way Canelo attacked that body last night, Pete.
Well, you know, when you have a lesser opponent in there, you're supposed to go in there, and if you're a fighter, a boxer, you're supposed to go in there and take care of business. Don't let guys stick around. I mean, Rocky Fielding probably lasted about a round and a half longer than he was supposed to. But did he ever land a meaningful punch?
He threw some combinations.
No. That's a yes or a no. You're trying to do a political thing here. This isn't a political show. This is a yes or a no answer, Johnny Sig. Did he land a meaningful punch?
The answer would be no.
Okay. But we didn't really expect him to. Anyway, anything exciting on the undercard we'll be talking about a little bit later?
Honestly, not too much. It was kind of a dull undercard. Ryan Garcia was in a weird fight with Braulio Rodriguez. He stopped Braulio in five rounds. I like Ryan Garcia as an up-and-coming prospect, but the undercard, Pete, was kind of a little bit dull, a little lackluster.
Well, what can I say? When you're paying $35 million to the main eventer, I guess you can have a lackluster undercard. Bottom line is Johnny Sig will be back in just a bit. Of course, we'll take things from Las Vegas to Santa Monica, where I was this past week, having an enjoyable time with the Godfather. Larry, you're a pretty good host.
Why, thank you. Nobody has ever given me that accolade before.
Well, what can I say? No, I take that back. Your wife's an even better host. Patricia, it was so wonderful to see her. The Godmama, it was great to see her.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so what can I take away from last night's fight besides the fact that Canelo's a pretty good body puncher?
Well, being a pretty good body puncher and having the opportunity to display it, I think in some way was a masterpiece of its kind in terms of he's fighting a big, slower opponent, and he performed an execution in as clear and dramatic a way as you could expect. He showed his Mexican heritage with the great body punching, and as in most of his fights, Pedro, he didn't get hit by better fighters normally that much. Golovkin didn't hit him with a lot of clean shots. So far, the investment, $350 million, appeared to pay off. I don't know how many subscriptions they sold worldwide, but there were over 20,000 people in Madison Square Garden.
Well, there's a lot of Mexicans on the East Coast, and believe me, there really are. Godfather, I got to tell you about this worldwide thing as far as DAZN's concerned. I mean, if they could pick up, you know, just a few people here and a few people there and do it worldwide, they can make, I mean, the concept is there for them to make money, whether they're spending $365 million on one guy or not, because I've been told that their budget is close to $1 billion.
Well, that apparently was the investment in it, but somebody saw an opportunity that the global sport of boxing, which has been global in a sense forever, now can be connected. If you want it, if you're a boxing fan or if you're just a fan of the big fights and you want to get a few occasionally for no additional cost, they are finding a way to do it, and they will be able to, I mean, they might be a million bars out there in the world that buy it just to start.
Yep. Yeah, well, obviously it's going in the right direction. I had an experience on Friday where I spoke before the Northern California Veterans Boxers Association. Now, I spoke, Godfather, but they weren't listening. And they really weren't. They were somewhat rude, and I realized why they got rude, because I brought up DAZN. And I told them the Canelo fight could only be watched on DAZN. And once I told them that, they just went off into another direction, didn't want to hear nothing about it. No computers, no cell phones. They don't watch no fights, nothing like that. So I basically, you know, cut my speech short. I was going to waste it on...
Well, that's an interesting story, Pedro, because, you know, when there's a big change. I mean, once upon a time, it took time for people to get used to buying HBO.
Yeah.
After the networks had it on for free. So it's a generational change. And what you just said would be music to the ears of the investors in DAZN. They're not looking... Just like Hollywood isn't making movies for my demographic.
Not even for baby boomers.
Okay. So this is a moment when they're not trying to show fights just to old-timers who remember Joe Louis or Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson or any number of people. They're looking for new fans and making this transition. And we'll find out in the coming years whether there is an audience out there for Canelo as well as others.
Well, you know, I really think this entire concept of bringing Canelo to the Garden and selling out the Garden, because Godfather, I did some fights in rural Georgia for some crazy network 10 years, Comcast, 10 years ago in 2008. And we had a huge Mexican following out there. And, like, we're in the middle of rural Georgia. I said, how do these Mexicans get here? Well, they're working all in the areas. And
right.
They came out in droves, except for the time the police put a barricade basically in front of the place and asked for IDs for every sports fan coming in, because they knew we were doing well, and the police department, I didn't want really boxing in that town, so they sort of ran us off. But the first two shows, we did well. Once they decided they were going to ask for IDs to get into the boxing matches, that sort of killed the promotion.
Well, I never heard that one before either, but there's a lot I haven't heard about. But, you know, our world has changed with the number of Asians and Latinos here. We saw that Manny Pacquiao was able to find and create an audience in America. So, you know, the world is changing demographically and electronically and otherwise. And boxing is the sort of sport or show or drama that is understood internationally and can be produced for a minimum cost, unless you want to sign up the heavyweight champion of the box office, who is Canelo, and who last night appears to have once again demonstrated that.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, is online. I hope he has enough time to spend another segment with us. Do you, Godfather, got some time?
I will make the time for you, Pedro.
Thank you so much. The Godfather is in the house, folks. Larry Merchant's in the house. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. I got a couple texts here. Wow, so many people are not so kind. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. 1613. That doesn't deter me, so if you want to send the unkind text, send them. 415-275-1613. You tune to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number.
800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I bring you back with the Rockford Files team. Of course, a private investigator in the house. But the bottom line is there's another famous person in the Merchant House. Her name is Patricia Merchant. Of course, she was in the Rockford Files season 3, probably the best season of all the Rockford Files. I think it was like 7 seasons, but season 3 was the best season without a doubt. And she was in Culter City Wildcats, the great Patricia Stitch Merchant. Godfather, I got to ask you about Danny Jacobs. Take that back. Take that. Before I ask you about Danny Jacobs, Danny Jacobs, of course, the fighter out of Brooklyn, New York that killed, evidently knocked out cancer. And, of course, he might be Canelo Alvarez's next opponent. Let's hear from Danny first.
I thought it was a great performance. I thought he looked physically good for 168. I thought he was strong. He was on point, man. He just was on tonight. I enjoyed the fight.
You looking at him in this way and knowing he's going to move back down to middleweight, did anything stick out to you?
No, it was a typical Canelo. It was just against a guy who couldn't figure out an answer and couldn't figure it out early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you surprised how dominant he was?
I wasn't surprised. People think because of the size difference that he had, you know, try to get adjusted. But, you know, size doesn't make boxing. Boxing makes boxing.
Mm, levels.
Yeah, there's levels to this game. So.
So you spoke to him inside the ring. What did you tell him and what did he say back to you?
Well, I shook his hand and I said, congratulations, first and foremost. He's a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And also said that I would love to have an opportunity to fight you. I couldn't understand what he was saying. I think we had someone translate. But he was a gentleman with his approach. I can tell he meant something positive. So hopefully we can have that fight in the near future, maybe Cinco de Mayo in Las Vegas. And, man, it'll be a dream come true.
I know your team, your manager, is really pushing for that fight. You confident that you think you will get it in May?
Anything can happen in boxing. You can't be 100% confident until the contracts are signed. There's so many different avenues where, you know, loopholes where things can fall and it can break that the fight contract. So for me, I just want to make sure once I sign that fight that everything is where it needs to be. And if it can happen, I'm guaranteed it'll be one of the best fights I've ever had in my life.
How do you beat Canelo?
Just simply being me, but being the best version of me.
Mm-hmm. You think, from what you showed in the last 2 fights, that is there something in your arsenal he can't handle, you feel, in your opinion?
You know, styles make fights. He is nothing like any of my last opponents and vice versa. So for me, I approach this fight totally different. And he's a different notch when it comes to levels, too. He is the pinnacle. So I always love when I fight a guy who is in a fight, it's a 50-50 fight because it makes me bring out the best in me. You see a skill set that you haven't seen in a long time. I've been fighting guys, really good, undefeated guys, but this is the pinnacle, and I'm looking forward to, if it happens, putting my best foot forward and showing a really good fight. Yeah.
How's that fight go if Canelo fights in the style he fought in tonight, that seek and destroy
kind of? I was talking to my manager during the first round, and I said, if he fights this fight with me, it'll be a different fight.
Wow, it'll be a different fight. Of course, who do you like, the boxer Danny Jacobs or the pressure fighter Canelo Alvarez? Godfather, that looks like Canelo's next opponent. Larry Merchant's in the house. Of course, the retired HBO Godfather coming to us from the City of Angels in Southern California. It looks like Danny Jacobs is next up. Jacobs lost to Golovkin. Jacobs a good boxer, without a doubt. And of course, Jacobs also has the fabled story of having kicked cancer's ass.
I've always liked Danny Jacobs in and out of the ring. He would be a logical opponent. Whether it happens in the next Canelo fight, Cinco de Mayo, is uncertain. They were on track to fighting David Lemieux, the rough, big-punching Canadian, who was supposed to be on the undercard, incidentally, on Saturday night, I believe, and couldn't make weight. I don't know what that was about. But I think sometimes next year it looks like Jacobs will finally get a shot. He's a very good fighter, and he can neutralize a lot of what Canelo does. And it would be a big attraction in the U.S. So there are a number of qualified opponents out there in the middleweight division. Even in the at 168, one of the top-ranked fighters is Gilberto Ramirez from Mexico, who's unbeaten in 38 fights. So Canelo's got a lot of choices, and the people who put up that $350 million will certainly help him make the choice. Hello.
Sorry. This contract Canelo signed, of course, has got $365 million on the line, but it's the biggest contract ever signed by an athlete. Are you surprised in your tenure in the sports world that a boxer signed that kind of contract? It wasn't like from another sport?
Well, another sport would mean an individual sport, and I can't imagine that a golfer or a tennis player could sign that kind of contract. Mayweather showed that there are some events that boxers can get into that transcend anything else that can happen in sports in terms of turning a one-night event into a mega economic event. So if you got a boxing network, it's starting out and they've got the big bucks. It's not a surprise that they're out there trying to sign the biggest names in order to attract as many customers as possible. These are kind of loss leaders for them, but at the end, they hope it becomes a win.
One of your past verbal sparring partners, Floyd Mayweather Jr., is going to take on somebody named Tenshin Nasukawa, and that's going to be on New Year's Eve in Japan. He's getting like millions of dollars to box this exhibition in front of like a few hundred people. I don't know. Is Floyd like Joe Louis? Is he broke and he's got to professionally do professional wrestling after his career? I mean, what's up? Can you explain Floyd Mayweather to me? Maybe you can.
No, he's made more money than anybody in the history of the sport by far with the Pacquiao fight and then the so-called MMA fight. Mm-hmm. And when you generate that kind of revenue, there are people around who, for whatever their reasons, they want, it's like hiring Beyonce for a birthday party.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Good point. How come the throughout the entire teleclass last night I didn't hear Tyson Fury's name too often, but I kept hearing Deontay Wilder. I mean, they OD'd on Wilder, they sort of lagged on Fury. Is this because he's not American again?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, the people behind this new platform are not Americans either.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying to get more and more exposure for Deontay Wilder in the hopes of attracting them to their platform as opposed to, say, Showtime or somebody else. That's one way to do it.
Interesting. Larry Merchant's our guest, folks. Talk of boxing here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk Live worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Anthony Joshua, is he in the driver's seat here? Is he in the driver's seat, or who's in the driver's seat here of all these three heavyweights? Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, or Anthony Joshua? Who's in the, because they're all unbeaten. Who's in the
driver's
seat?
Well, they're all in the driver's seat of some kind.
Okay.
But I would say that Joshua is riding the gold plate car because he could decide to fight either one of them, and that would be a bigger fight that would make more money for everybody depending on his choice. Now, if he should or his management should decide they don't want to fight Fury or Wilder until they settle their differences with a rematch, and we can just go merrily along fighting B-level or B-plus level opposition because he generates so much money that it's a hard one to grasp. But I would love for him to choose to fight either Fury or Wilder before their rematch. The likelihood is if he goes in that route, it would be Fury because that would be a beyond a mega fight in Great Britain and Europe. So I don't know which way it's going to go. And it's a good thing for the fans, no matter what choices everybody makes. I'm hopeful that next year, before the end of next year, that Joshua will meet either Fury or Wilder.
Godfather, all in all, it's a good time to be a fight fan.
Sure is.
All the best. You have a great weekend. Thank you for your time this past week. And say hello to the Godmama for me.
Back at you, Pedro.
The Hall of Famer himself, folks, the esteemed, the great Larry Merchant on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check it. I'll bring in Johnny Sigg in a little bit, but we'll hear from Anthony Joshua. That's right, the world heavyweight champion. According to Larry Merchant, he's driving the gold car. We'll hear from the man in the gold car after the break. You tune to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Boom.
Give it up. Time to lose.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The mighty Tower of Power, baby. What can I say? It's a gold record. You're still a young man. It's their epic tune. According to a band leader, Emilio Castillo, of course, he wrote that about a song, what a woman that told him he was too young and he needed to go away, all that kind of good stuff. And guess what? He never told a girl he wrote the song about. He wrote the song for her. She ended up dying. That was a little weird, wasn't it? Bottom line is, check out Tower of Power, towerofpower.com. Of course, 50 years of funk. Speaking of funk, let's take it to Las Vegas. Not because he's funky. I'm saying because he's got it going on. He's also a drummer, folks. Mr. John Signorella, a.k.a. Johnny Sig. Johnny, pretty good scrap come up here. No matter where you take it, as far as Anthony Joshua is concerned, Larry says he's driving the gold car. He's in the driver's seat, per se. Can't the other guys get in the driver's seat by having a rematch and coming up with another epic type of fight?
They're not too far behind, man. And any which way you swing it, there's a lot of money to be made and great potential matchups to be made. Let's take a look at Wilder Fury rematch. That'll do great numbers, especially if they go over to Manchester, right? And I tell you what, if Joshua faces Wilder or Tyson Fury at this point in time, the demand is so great for either or. So I think they're right there, right next to Mr. Anthony Joshua, who is boxing's biggest cash cow globally.
Well, you know, speaking of Anthony Joshua, boxing's biggest cash cow, let's see what he had to say to ESPN.
May I just set this off? You heard Deontay Wilder sit right there and say, I want Anthony Joshua. The question is, does he really want me? Do you really want Deontay Wilder?
I think it's simple. When I've listened to what he's been saying, that there does need to be one champion and one face. And we've both got an opportunity where I have no mandatories. He has no obligations. I'm more than willing to fight Deontay Wilder April 13th in my backyard this time in Wembley Arena, you know, in front of 100,000 audience. So I'm very keen to make that fight, but no fantasy contracts, just reality. You know, bringing our worth to the table and bargaining and negotiating what we're worth and making this fight happen.
Anthony, thank you for being on the show, my man. Sorry I couldn't be there with you today in studio, but it was good seeing you at the NBA playoffs a few months ago.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you look at Wilder, you heard what he had to say. He's given us the impression, both myself and Max, it was a fight that he's wanted. It's a fight that he was ready to sign on for. He damn near said it wasn't even supposed to be Tyson Fury. It was supposed to be you, but you and your folks are who made it difficult for this fight to happen, and that is the only reason it did not happen. Am I right, Max, in interpreting that's what Wilder basically said?
Sure.
Because that's what it came across as saying to me.
Yeah.
So how I see it is that we can go tit for tat and say he said, she said, he said, she said. I think in the reality and the scheme of things, it's a fight that we have to have. We're both in the same generation, the same era. We're both heavyweight champions of the world. So with that being said, as I said, like, there's no fantasy contracts. It's a situation where it's reality. Like, I don't like coming to a stage in my career when I'm just talking about what I'm worth and negotiations and what we're bringing to the table. It's a fight that has to happen. As I said, I'm holding four of the major world title belts and Wilder holds one. So in that sense, I feel he should come to my backyard and fight me.
And you're the bigger economic engine. When people talk about Canelo's the biggest engine in the sport. In fact, you are the number one star in worldwide boxing. Canelo is too close, but you're number one right now in the absence of Floyd Mayweather. You're the heavyweight champion of the world, or a heavyweight champion of the world. You're an undefeated Olympic super heavyweight gold medalist. You're entering your physical prime, and you put 100,000 people in Wembley. So I get your argument. I have the economic clout. He's not coming in as partners. I should get a bigger slice of the pie. Let's have a realistic negotiation.
A realistic conversation.
But let me put it to you this way. I want to hear your response. When you knocked out Vladimir Klitschko, Tyson Fury had already beaten Klitschko. Then he had drug problems, ballooned in weight, basically was out of boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't, like, beat Klitschko so convincingly, like, he's the next great thing. You had one of the all-time great heavyweight fights with Klitschko, got off the deck and stopped him to essentially win the world title in everyone's imagination. That's the heavyweight champ. You were here. Everyone else was here. But since then, the feeling has been Joshua makes all this money fighting anyway, 30 million pounds, whatever it is. Why should he take 40 or 50 to fight Wilder when he's making against anybody? He can make 30, 40 million pounds, whatever it is. Meantime, Deontay went out and fought Luis Ortiz. No one wants to fight that southpaw with the punching power. Great fight, wins by knockout. Fought Tyson Fury. They both showed special stuff, the kind of stuff that you showed when you beat Klitschko. And now all of a sudden, it's like almost like Deontay has risen in terms of the moral standing of it all. And now all of a sudden, you're not the heavyweight champ. There's a question. You're a heavyweight champ. How do you respond to that?
Number one, I feel like if you have to draw to be classed a heavyweight champion of the world, that's not where I'm going for. I'm knocking people out straight up, through and through. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder drew. Let's not beat around the bush. And that's not how I want to retain my titles. And it's good because there's enough people in the playing field to be named great heavyweights in this era, which is good. And with that being said, as I said, when you look at my legacy that I'm trying to create, 5 years in, I've been professional 5 years. I've had 7 world title defenses. I was a world champion by the time in my 16th fight. Then you've got these guys I'm dealing with that have been professional 10 years. So when you're talking about who's who and what we've achieved, when you compare, and that's what I'm saying, I already talk from a place of stats and facts. I know I'm the one. And I know I'm going to be here long when them guys are gone. So let them carry on. And it's not about right now. It wasn't about my fight with Vladimir. And it shouldn't be about their fight with Fury and Wilder. It's about what happens in the long term. And that's why from my 16th fight, I threw myself in the deep end to make sure I cement my legacy for the long term.
Best fight I've ever called.
Hold on, Max. Anthony, I got a two-part question here. Number one, who do you think would be the bigger fight, you versus Wilder or you versus Fury, in light of what you saw? And number two, watching that fight, because I'm sure you saw it, did you walk away feeling as confident as you would be against these two, or did you walk away feeling more confident based on what you saw when they fought one another?
I think the bigger fight, it's not so much the bigger fight that I'm interested in, it's the champion that I'm interested in. So I want the WBC belt strapped around my waist. And then with that being said, I think it was a great fight and a close fight. But as you know me, what I stand for is if you come to someone's backyard or you're fighting a champion, you have to knock them out. So I feel Tyson could have gone in there and knocked out Deontay Wilder. And then it wouldn't have been a situation when you leave it to the judges. And that's how I operate in my business. I don't go in there leaving it down to the judges.
Anthony, you've gone the distance in fights that you've won.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, against good fighters.
Just one.
Right, sure.
I let him off the hook as well.
Here's my question. You lay it out very smartly and I think correctly in terms of the way you, rationally, in terms of the way you think, I'm going to be here a long time, we'll work
100%,
all this stuff
out.
But you are so, there's no such thing as a dude who is heavyweight champion as young as you were, Olympic gold medalist as young as you were, picks himself off the deck in the best fight I've ever called in Wembley in front of 100,000 against
fight.
The old heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah.
Title never changed hands like that before. With a young guy, old guy. Without being insanely competitive. And you know there are lots of people now who believe Deontay Wilder would beat you. They didn't used to be there.
Yeah.
Now they're thinking they are. And Deontay Wilder's running around here saying, he won't fight me. And in a sense, you're right, it's a business negotiation, but you know he wants that fight right now. That doesn't bother you?
But my situation is that he's saying that I won't fight him. As I said, I'm willing to fight Deontay Wilder April 13th in London. So I don't know what more I have to do to get that message across. He's more interested in fighting Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury holds no world titles.
And you're really okay waiting that out and seeing what's what and eventually fighting them?
I can't control what Deontay Wilder does. I can't control what Tyson Fury does. Or even as far as what they say. But what I can do is control what I say and what I'm doing.
Anthony Joshua, of course, the WBA, WBC, he's got like 4 or 5 titles, WBO, and I think he's also got an IBO title. So when he said he had 4 belts, I think those are the 4 belts. The IBF, WBA, and WBO belt, I think so. Yeah, and WBC title, of course, belongs to Mr. Deontay Wilder, now 41-0. 40 knockouts, but, 39 or 38 of those guys were sort of suspect to the point where, you knew what was going on before the fight started. Now we've gotten to a position we have a round-robin tournament, essentially, between 3 heavyweights. We've got Tyson Fury, unbeaten in 28 fights. Of course, that draw with Wilder a couple of weeks ago. Got Wilder, the aforementioned Deontay Wilder, and his record speaks for itself. Yeah. And, of course, we've got the undefeated Anthony Joshua, 2012 Olympic gold medalist. Now, these guys have got to fight each other. I mean, there's no other fights out there. Of course, now I think that Mr. Joshua is leaving an option open there to fight the Derek Chisora, Dillian White winner. Of course, that fight's going to take place, I believe, in January in the UK. And I think that's the door he's leaving open for himself. So he'll probably go in that direction. Johnny Sigg, is he going in that direction? And Tyson Fury and Wilder are going to rematch or what?
If Dillian White gets past his assignment with Derek Chisora coming up this Saturday night, I believe that Joshua will face him. He's got a date slated for early April.
April 13th or April 19th.
There you go. Yeah. So I think Joshua takes on, I think Dillian White gets past Chisora, which I think is going to be a great fight. We'll preview that a little bit later. But and I think we get Fury and Wilder in a rematch. And if I had to make an educated guess, I'm going to say sometime in March.
How did Tyson Fury get away with sticking his chin out in front of Deontay Wilder and putting his hands behind his back and that kind of good stuff? How do you get away with that against a guy that's 6'7"?
Head games. You know, that's his thing. Tyson Fury, man, working that gypsy magic, throwing that chin out there, getting in the head of people. And he's certainly gotten Wilder's head. How could he not? He's a masterful talker in Tyson Fury, you know. And he made Wilder think, like, there's a reason why Fury's doing this. Is he going to bait me? You know, Wilder's got to think, is Fury trying to bait me for something, set me up? And I tell you what, I think that Tyson Fury hit Deontay Wilder with more punching power than most people thought he would, including Deontay Wilder. Tyson Fury really turned his back, to the surprise of many, on a lot of those shots he landed on Wilder.
Well, you know, all in all, I think it was a good fight for the heavyweight division. I wasn't happy with the decision. Larry Merchant said we shouldn't moan about the decision because the wrong guy didn't win. Well, the wrong guy didn't win. In other words, it wasn't a robbery. Somebody get a, in other words, a draw enables these guys to come back and do it again. I'm against that. I thought that Mr. Wilder came up short in rounds. I thought the rounds are pretty simple. It was 10-2. We're talking math here. If you win 10 rounds, the other guy wins 2 rounds, and the other guy wins 2 rounds, even by 2 points, you want to give him 2 points for each of the knockdown rounds. But the 12th round, according to Dwayne Ford in that Association of Boxing Commissions seminar that I took in Panama a few weeks ago, if a guy gets knocked down early in the round, he gets up and he cleans up, he's got the ability to make up a point. And if he knocks a guy down, he's got the ability to even the round out. So anyway, that's why I had the 12th round between Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, 10-9 and not 10-8. Now, all three judges had it 10-8. Are judges stuck on this knockdown thing that no matter what happens after the knockdown, that's all that matters to them or what?
Well, it's a protocol for scoring criteria, you know, so it's pretty much that they have to score the knockdown, especially if it's clean. Now, usually I do follow that protocol. However, when I see what Tyson Fury, you know, got past in that 12th round against Deontay Wilder, Fury waking up like the Undertaker, bro. Like, what? How? Again, 2 weeks later, how in the world did Tyson Fury get up from that two-piece, that straight right hand, and that nasty left hook to finish him when he was going down to clean him up, and he still gets up? So anyway, I think it's almost impossible not to score the knockdown, especially when it's that brutal. But then again, you have to make a case for Tyson Fury getting up and winning the round. You take that knockout out of the equation, which you can't do, the knockdown out of the equation, I should say, which you can't do. But Tyson Fury got up, and he beat up Deontay Wilder to close that fight out.
So you have to make it a 10-9 round. It's not a 10-8 round. All three judges went 10-8. Enough of the judging that fight. Of course, the rematch, should it take place, would either be probably not going to do L.A. again. They'll probably do either Garden or in the U.K., huh?
I'm thinking Las Vegas or UK. It's definitely going to UK.
Okay,
Las
Vegas sort of tied up as far as the Canelo thing because Canelo owns the town. He's coming to town in May for Cinco de Mayo. So they want to do something in the summertime. That's on them.
Yeah, I feel you, dude.
You tune to Ring Talk live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. The great John Signorello is on the line, of course, from Las Vegas, Nevada. Sin City, Las Vegas. Speaking of Sin City, hey, do you ever see Richie Jones? Do you know where Sin City Richie is?
He worked for Ring Talk for a while, the historian, right?
Yeah, I gotta hook you up with him sometime in Vegas. That guy tells some great stories, man. That guy knows boxing like nobody else. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk live worldwide, baby. You knew that.
How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know.
Don't sleep too bad. Kept on trying, buying.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events,
out-of-print compilations,
50% off pay-per-views,
and more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Plopped a picture of myself and the Godfather Larry Merchant up on Facebook, and 72 people think it's cool. I think it's cool, too. Spent some time with him this week. You know, you haven't spent any time with anybody as far as boxing people is concerned until you've been around people like Burt Sugar and, of course, Larry Merchant. I've been around both guys, and Thursday was special for me, Johnny. No doubt about that.
Absolutely, man. The Godfather, Larry Merchant, man. Yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
And his wife was amazing, no doubt about that. Now, hour number two. Let's talk about hour number two. We're going to talk about the future of the heavyweight division. Of course, that's going to be Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, or Anthony Joshua. Now, what about the middleweight division? Is Canelo going back to middleweight? Is he a super middleweight? Answer those questions after the break. But the bottom line is I've got texts on a lot of that stuff. So, speaking of text, the text line is 415-275-1613. That's right. The studio text line. I got four texts here. You want to get four or five more after the break? We'll get to them all. 415-275-1613. The studio text line. The Ring Talk studio text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Johnny Sigel will be back in hour number two. We'll hear from Muhammad Ali in hour number two. We'll also go down, and we'll figure what's happening as far as the UFC is concerned. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling last week, UFC 231. Brian Ortega, a broken nose, but maybe a broken spirit. Johnny Sig returns, hour number two. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. Can I keep going? Yeah, I can keep going, but the bottom line is you're tuned to Ring Talk and you know it. Stay tuned. Hour number two, still to come on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.